In our shurim, we've been discussing Simchas Yontif. And therefore, certainly, as we've been learning, one has to eat and drink on Yontif, and certainly not fast. The Rishonim debate, what is the halacha on Rosh Hashanah? The Rosh, the Mordechai, say that in Rosh Hashanah as well, one may not fast. The Trumas Hadeshin and the Kolboy, quoted in the Beis Yosef, say that there's a Yesh Oimim, there's a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, the Mordechai says that Rav Avram Yitzchak would fast on Rosh Hashanah because he made the following Kal V'chomer. He said, if a Talnus Chaloyim is permitted to be fasted on Shabbos, even though we really don't even know if there's real meaning behind his dream, certainly on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom Hadin, the halacha is one may fast. The Mordechai, in explaining the opinion of the Rishonim that say that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, says, since the Torah calls Rosh Hashanah a Mikra Kodesh, and Mikra Kodesh means Tzarech L'Katshoi V'Chila V'Shtiya V'Ksus Nekiya. Furthermore, he says, Rosh Hashanah is called a Chag, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, which refers to Rosh Hashanah, B'Kasa L'Yayim Chageinu. So if by all the other Yom Tovim, he says, there's a Chiyiv of a Samachta B'Chagecha, if Rosh Hashanah is called a Chag, so certainly Rosh Hashanah will Mechuyiv B'Simcha. And in fact, there's a Pasuk in Nehemiah, which also refers to Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk says, V'yoyim lehem l'chu echlu mashmanim, v'shisu mem takim, v'shilchu manus le'ei nochen loy, eat and drink, and send food to those that don't have, ki kodesh hayoyim l'adineinu. The Magen Avraham, in Siman Tuf Kuf Tzadik Zayin Sif Gotten Gimel, says that even according to the opinions, that one is allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, that's only by day. By night, we certainly aren't allowed to fast. And the explanation given is because the din, the judgment, takes place by day, not by night. And therefore, by night, we're obligated to eat. And in fact, the Gemara in Masechta Chulin, the Mishnah, on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, says that erev Rosh Hashanah they would shecht many animals. The Gemara there says that erev Rosh Hashanah is one of the days that if somebody sells an animal to someone else, you have to notify the buyer that that day the mother or the child of the animal was also sold, because we know there's halacha oisav es benoi lo sishchatu b'yom echad. You're not allowed to shecht the mother and his child on the same day. And since on Erev Rosh Hashanah, everybody's shechting to be able to eat meat on Yontif, you have to be careful to notify that nobody should fall into this Isra. So the obvious question is, if we see that from this Mishnah, the Masechet Chulin, that they specially shechted animals on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and there was such an abundance of Shechita, isn't that a raya that you're not supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? But according to the Magen Avraham that we just quoted, it's very understandable. Because at night, the Magen Avraham says, everybody agrees we're supposed to fast, we're supposed to eat. So they shechted animals in order that they should be able to eat at night. Maybe by day, they didn't. By day, they indeed did not eat. They fasted. The Rambam says regarding Rosh Hashanah, it's actually Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, says, Yemei Rosh Hashanah, Heim Loi Yemei Simcha Yisera. And there's a question how to understand what the Rambam means when he says, Heim lo yimei simcha yaseira. Some achronim say what the Rambam means to say is that there is a chi of simcha on Rosh Hashanah, but it's not to the same degree as on every yontif. And that's how we could understand what the Be'er Hativ quotes here in Simen Tov Kat Tzadik Zayin, Sif Katan Aleph, quotes from the Magen Mesharim that even if there's a schi of simcha on Rosh Hashanah, one shouldn't eat animal meat or drink wine in Rosh Hashanah. We just finished explaining in our previous shiurim that the way you fulfill mitzvah simchas yontif is specifically with meat and wine. But according to this Rambam, it's not simcha yaseira. So even though normally that's the method through which you fulfill mitzvah simcha, that won't be the case on Rosh Hashanah. The problem is, what will the Rambam and the Be'er Hativ do with the Gemara that we just quoted, that they used to especially sell a lot of animals on Erev Rosh Hashanah, if we're saying that it's not the same level? So perhaps what we could say is that there's two separate chiyuvim. There's a din of Mikra Kodesh, and there's a din of Simcha. So the Rambam is teaching us that the din of Simcha that applies by every yontif doesn't apply by Rosh Hashanah. But that doesn't change the fact that the Torah calls Rosh Hashanah a day of Mikra Kodesh. And as we quoted earlier, what's the definition of Mikra Kodesh? Says the Torah's Kahanim, Kacheyu b'achila v'shtiyu k'sus nekiyo. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh, that's why they had to eat meat, and that's how we understand the Gemara Masechta Chulin. The Shagas Aryeh paskins that Rosh Hashanah has the same din like every yontif. The only nafkamina was that by yontif, there was every yontif, there's a chi of Shalmei Chagiga on the Sholosh Regalim. Rosh Hashanah, there was no Shalmei Simcha. And as we quoted in our previous year, the Rav Chaim Brisker taught us that on yontif, there are two ways to fulfill the mitzvah Simcha. Not two ways to fulfill, but there are two separate mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, and one is the mitzvah of Simcha. And therefore, Rav Chaim Brisker, and we quoted other Achroinim, not the Shagas Aryeh, but the Magen Avraham, say that on Yontif, when you eat meat, or you drink wine, or you have ksus, new clothing, etc., you're fulfilling, says the Magen Avraham, a mitzvah daraisa. And that's what is happening on Rosh Hashanah as well. There are two mitzvahs simchas yontif, and every yontif. On Rosh Hashanah, there's only one mitzvah simchas yontif. The simchas yontif of the Shalmei Simcha doesn't apply on Rosh Hashanah. And with this, again, we could understand the Rambam very beautifully. Because the Rambam says, Lo yimei simcha yaseira. What does the Rambam mean to say? What the Rambam means to say is, as we just said, that in every yontif, there are two dinim of simcha. There's the Shalmei Simcha, and the other acts of simcha, says the Rambam, that on Rosh Hashanah, you don't have that. On Rosh Hashanah, you don't have both acts. You don't have simcha yaseira. You don't have the two ways of fulfilling the simcha. You only have one way of fulfilling the simcha. What's the one way you fulfill the simcha? You fulfill the simcha with basar v'yayin. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf Kuf Tzadik Zayin paskins. Yoruchayim, oichum v'shoyis v'smeichim. On Rosh Hashanah you eat and drink and rejoice. Ve'em v'sanim Rosh Hashanah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the one shun fast on Rosh Hashanah. V'loi b'shabbos shuva, nor on Shabbos Shuva, says the Shulchan Aruch, should one fast. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, Omnon, lo yoichlu kol tzvayam, don't eat as much as, don't eat to be completely satiated. Leman lo yikalu roisham. In other words, chas v'shalom, it shouldn't come to kalus roish. V'teir yiras Hashem apneim. The Shulchan Aruch is warning us, it's still Rosh Hashanah. And we can't lose sight that today is Rosh Hashanah. And if you overeat and you overindulge, chas v'shalom, you should not, you'll come to lose sight of what Rosh Hashanah. And that's why many Paiskim, the Ali Rabbah, and the Mata Ephraim, Paskin, that if somebody didn't say Yala V'Yavai after benching, so there's a question, do you repeat or not? So Mata Ephraim says, since we have opinions that say that you are allowed to fast in Rosh Hashanah, so even though we're not fasting, we don't have to repeat the Yala V'Yavai. Others say that the Shulchan Aruch Rav makes a very nice distinction. He says, if by the Suda at the night of Rosh Hashanah, you didn't say Yala V'Yavai, you have to repeat benching. Because we just quoted the Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham says that at night, everybody agrees that you must eat. So therefore, at night, if you skip the Yala V'Yavai, then you have to repeat the benching. By day, where there are opinions that you're allowed to fast, the halacha is that you wouldn't repeat the Yala V'Yavai even at night. The Shulchan Aruch goes on to say that Yesh Mi Mekaymes Shekabala B'Yodam, that there are places that have a Kabbalah, Shekab Mi Shurogel Asans Par Shoshana, Mishana Regulosa V'Enim Sana, Enim Mashav Shanasai. So he says that if somebody started fasting, then he has to continue fasting. So the Mishnah Brewer says, who is such an individual? It's an individual that fasted three times. However, there are achroinim, quoting the Magen Misharim, that said that even if somebody fasted just once, he should not stop fasting on Rosh Hashanah. However, the Paiskim say that if the person now is not well, and he hasn't fasted three times in Rosh Hashanah, and if he's going to fast now, he may have a problem with Yom Kippur. He certainly can rely on the opinion of the Mishnah Brura that until you've fasted three times, this halacha doesn't apply. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, so then certainly one shouldn't fast. Because as we learned and learn in our Gemara, on Shabbos there's a din of Einik Shabbos, and Einik Shabbos means that you shouldn't fast. Furthermore, the Paiskim say, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Chaya Odom, and the Kafa Chayim, that it's not appropriate one should begin fasting on Rosh Hashanah. As we're learning now, fasting, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Oichel Mishayis Mesmeichim. And even though, as we learned, there are opinions that say that one may fast, it's better not to fast, because once you begin fasting, you have a problem with stopping to fast. There's a beautiful vart that I saw about eating or not eating on Rosh Hashanah, about eating or not eating on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, "Masech the Tainus, that Chof Dalar Amabeis, Kala Olam Nizen Bishvil Chanina Bani." So the Rishoner used to explain what is Pshat Kala Olam Nizen Bishvil Chanina Bani. He says that the tzaddik, a tzaddik is like a pipe. He's like a tzinor. He's like a shvil, through which panosa and shefa come to the entire world. So it says, kol ha'olam nizon, the entire world has panosa, b'shvil, through the path that Chanina, Chanina was the tzaddik hador that the tzaddik creates. And therefore he says, the Gemara continues, the Chanina b'ni dai loy b'kav charuvin erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. Chanina b'ni, or Chanina ben Tragin, as we know, ate very little. And because of Chanina ate so very little, it brought a problem to the entire world. Because if the tzaddik has panasa b'shefa, he brings shefa to the entire world. But if Chanina b'ni is dialog b'kav charuvim, if Chanina b'ni only eats a little, then the rest of us will actually suffer as well. We'll all suffer because of that. So I saw that the Bava Rebbe says that with that we could understand the halacha that we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch paskened oichlim v'shoisim v'smeichim b'Rosh Hashanah. He says, if you think about it, it would make sense that one should fast on Rosh Hashanah. It's the day that the Sifrei Chaim v'Meisim, all the Sefarim, are open in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So wouldn't it make sense that that's a day that we should fast? Yet we're saying that it's better to eat on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody agrees, we said for the Magen Avraham, that you should eat at night. And even by day, as we discussed, it seems that it's better to eat than to fast. So how do we understand this? How do we understand this minute? But he says, since Rosh Hashanah is the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides panasa for us for the whole year, so that's the day, it's like the tzaddik, it's the shvil, it's the day that the path gets made for the entire year. So from Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps, and we rejoice in the day of Rosh Hashanah, that will influence that the whole year should be a year of Baruch Hashem, of Achila and Shtiyah. Of course, not with Kalos Rosh. On the other hand, and that's why, as much as there may be a reason to fast, we don't fast, because we want that the day of Rosh Hashanah should be Achila v'Shtiyah, a day of good news, that should be Mashpia, and that should influence all of us for the entire year, to have Panosah v'Nachas v'Brachofah.